And Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken joins us periodically from Washington, as he does this morning. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, first, let's talk about Wall Street reform. I know that's a big thing on your plate, and in particular, your credit rating amendment. Tell us about where the bill stands and what the gist of that amendment is.
Okay. Well, as you know, we passed a bill in the Senate that basically holds Wall Street accountable and makes sure that this isn't going to happen again. And it provides protection for consumers of financial products. And the House version does much the same, but still they're different. So what happens then, after both houses have passed legislation, they go to conference, and then they hash out a bill. They reconcile the two bills. And I'm paying particularly close attention because I have a major piece of legislation in that, which is a credit rating agency reform bill. And basically, the credit rating agencies are the ones who gave AAA ratings to all this junk. And the reason they did that is that there was an inherent conflict of interest, still exists, and I'm getting rid of it, which is that the issuers of these instruments, bonds and securities, that needed to be rated, would these banks would simply pay the credit rating agencies to rate them. So if you were Standard & Poor's and you got an assignment to rate something from Goldman Sachs, you might give it a AAA rating to make sure that you got the next gig. And sometimes these are like, you know, $1 million you get paid to do this or more. So as a result, there was a tendency of there's more than just a tendency that they gave AAA ratings to almost everything, and as a result, they created a market for things that shouldn't have had a market for, created a lot of risk, and it led to the meltdown. So my solution was to have a third party created to assign the assign the rating to each product. And this was passed overwhelmingly. It was bipartisan. Roger Wicker, who's very conservative from Mississippi, was sort of my chief co-sponsor on the Republican side, and he went to the Republicans to urge it, because this is not a conservative or a liberal solution. It's just a common sense solution to this. And I'm paying close attention, talking to the conferees to make sure this provision stays in the bill.
Well, now, how does Wall Street reform affect Main Street in Minnesota? You've been back here, I think, last week or so, holding meetings in the state. What are you hearing from people?
Well, people really don't want this to happen again. They want to make sure that Wall Street is held accountable. So if anything like this ever happens again, the banks will have to either bail themselves out or just wind down and sell off all their assets. So there's going to be no more taxpayer funded bailouts. Also, we're doing everything we can to prevent this from happening again. We're doing a lot of this is about consumer protection on financial products.
Barney Frank in the House has been, I guess it's that committee that'll be hammering out.
He's the chairman of the House committee.
He's had some particularly enthusiastic about the derivatives reform. And I know I only bring this up because Senator Blanche Lincoln narrowly won her primary yesterday, and she was kind of a leading force on reforming the derivatives thing. Can you speak to derivatives at all, or is
that... Yeah, I mean, I think that Blanche took a very strong stance on derivatives, and basically these derivatives will become much, much more transparent. Most of them will be traded on exchanges, which they weren't before. So, we're going to be able to see what's going on.
Well, speaking of seeing what's going on with the Deepwater Horizon oil spill? It's been the top of the news for weeks. Where are we? Well, is any hope of turning it around?
Right now, we're certainly hoping that BP will do their job and plug this thing, but we you can't hold much hope out for that, other than they're drilling relief wells that may not be there till the end of August or September. This is a catastrophe. This is the worst environmental disaster in our nation's history, and it shows a number of things. One of which is that we can't drill our way out of this, our energy situation, and that we have to have comprehensive energy reform. I'm pushing to give the President's Commission on this subpoena power. We need to find out exactly what happened. We need to hold everybody responsible who is responsible, and I think we know that BP is largely responsible for this. We had, I was part of a hearing yesterday in which we talked about their limits on their liability, which do exist now, make sure that BP pays for all of this.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because Senator Klobuchar and others are suggesting changing that liability cap. Is that realistic?
I think it is. I mean, the cap, believe it or not, is down to $75 million, I mean, for certain aspects of it. They have to do the cleanup. But, for example, we had the brother of one of the people who died, one of the guys who died on the rig, and it's amazing what the limits of the liability of BP is toward those families, because they died at sea. I mean, they can't collect for comfort for loss of the husband in terms of what it means for all they get is what he would have made for the rest of his life, minus income taxes, minus what it would have cost him to live. That's it.
So that's a high seas ruling of some kind?
It's a high seas ruling, but it's been retroactively changed before. On a plane crash several years ago, and they're considered high seas because these rigs, you're considered a vessel, they're considered ships, and this doesn't make any sense, and this is based on a law from the 1800s.
Time for a change.
Yeah.
Well, Senator Al Franken, I know you've got a busy morning ahead of you, and it's always good to talk with you. Thanks
for
calling
in. Good to talk to you, Jay.
See you soon.